Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
We have some good news to report to start the show today. Daisy has been found, the blind goat.
Yay! I'm so happy.
She was quoted saying,
That was good.
Thanks.
Yeah, they found her, or their neighbor found her.
Yeah, and walking in the valley.
Yeah, but they assume that someone dropped it off nearby for them to find her because she was dry and it was raining all day yesterday.
Right.
So, makes sense. Good. I'm glad that the news got to whoever took her and they felt really stupid because they said all over social media, just drop her off back at our place.
Right.
We left a kennel outside.
We won't.
We don't care who you are.
Exactly. I did not see this coming.
Neither did Daisy.
So Ted Cruz is a politician in the States. He was actually one of the Republican candidates up against Donald Trump for the leadership race there. And still is heavily involved in politics. And a couple days ago, I believe it was September 11th, he was caught liking a porn vid about some like sweet stepsister action or something.
And he's claiming that it's one of his staff members that did it.
Yeah.
That runs his Twitter account.
Exactly.
Yikes.
Here's the first thing I want to talk about. What the hell is with adult videos and so many of them being about siblings? Sisters and stepmoms and like, what is wrong with the world? Have you been on Pornhub lately?
No, actually, I haven't.
I mean, me neither, but
I should dabble soon, though.
I was reading something about it. I was reading an article, and it said that those are like way more popular now.
Where was the article on Pornhub.com? Is that like where the article was?
That's what I go to that site for, is for the articles.
Hmm.
But I just don't understand that phenomenon. It's so weird. But anyway, so that was liked. He's saying it's one of his staffers, and he says he has plans for what to do with the staffer and whatnot. Here he is talking about it.
Can you definitively say that it wasn't you?
It was not me, and it's not going to happen again. This was a screw-up. We have talked with the staffer. It's not going to happen again. It was a screw-up.
Can you tell me the staffer's name?
I'm not going to out the fellow. I mean, we have dealt with it internally, but I'm not going to throw someone under the bus.
There you are. Here's the thing with Twitter and liking stuff. If you're scrolling through Twitter on your phone and you're right-handed, the scroll, like where you scroll, is right along the like line, like the favorite line.
No, I think that it takes a forced effort to like something on Twitter.
Mm-mm.
I really do.
I don't. I've liked things before while I'm scrolling just because that's where the little heart button is. It's like right where you're scrolling.
I'm going to go check and see everything that you've liked on Twitter and screenshot it.
It was one of my staff members who did it. It wasn't me.
Which staff member?
I'm not going to out him. I'm not going to throw somebody under the bus. What else was I going to say about this? I had one more point. Oh, that everybody was all up in arms about, like, I can't believe this happened on September 11th.
What?
Like, a day of memoriam that you would be liking porn.
Pretty sure if you go to the porn, or if you were working for a porn website, it's not like you have zero clicks.
Hits that day? No, I mean, like, it kind of gets people out of a sad mood. We both came across completely different posts about completely different things that have one thing in common. The comments section is fire.
That's the best.
I love when the internet does what it's supposed to do and people get ripped apart or people get very creative and funny on the comments section.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, it's usually lighthearted, ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, so there was a selfie picture posted from three policemen that were working in Florida.
They just all happen to be very good looking.
Very good looking. And the comment section is the best. Like, there's even women commenting being like, I was going to comment something inappropriate, but I see that everything's been covered. So I'll just read some of these comments for you.
All right.
A court date is still a date, right? I've never seen breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the same picture before. So if I don't remain silent, will something be held against me? Just want to be clear on my rights.
Just thirsty, hey?
I love it. But who are going to protect these men from the cougar attacks?
Well, that's what it sounds like it's happening.
Yeah.
You got pulled over by two good-looking cops the other day. And
yeah.
Now you're really into this post. Do you think there's something there? Are you going to start looking
for a cop?
Yeah.
Nah.
You'd have to get over your little klepto addiction, but
klepto addiction.
Yeah. You're a kleptomaniac?
I don't even know what that means, so I'm not that.
You steal things from stores.
Oh, sticky fingers.
Yeah.
No, I've only stolen once, a hair clip from Claire's when I was about 9 years old, and I brought it back. I felt so guilty.
The post I came across that's comment section is unbelievable is a slug got caught in the water part of someone's iron, and they tried everything to get it out, and they couldn't.
Yeah, they posted it on one of those help me pages that you can find everywhere on Facebook these days.
And so the comment section under it, tell them you're developing feelings for them. That's how I get my guys to leave. It's okay. I don't want no slug. A slug is a guy that can't get no love from me. This is a result of either a slug that was suffering an iron deficiency or an iron with a slug deficiency. Either way, problem solved. You're going to need a length of fishing line, a toothpick, an ice cube, and a bottle of super glue. Put the super glue on the ice to chill. Tie the toothpick to the end of the fishing line. Sniff the glue. Become friends with the slug and forget all about the rest. This, well, this is pretty ironic. I have an idea, but you're going to need a jar of mayonnaise, a bowling ball, and a snorkel. Message me if you require further instructions. People are just spitting nonsense anyway.
Oh, this poor person too, just really wants that slug out of their iron.
And now they probably don't. I bet they made friends with it. Today's words of wisdom come to us from @Dawn_M_ on Twitter. I hate it when there is no toilet paper and you have to ask the person in the next stall to come in and wipe you. Of course, fairly excited today about going to a golf tournament, and then we find out the weather's going to be what it's like.
It's actually not going to be that bad. I checked it. It's going to be high of 12 with a little bit of sun.
That's not good.
That's not bad.
High of 12?
Yeah.
We've been averaging like a high of 26 for the last 3 months straight. Rain and 12 degrees. That's not good.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck with that.
You bailed on the team?
I did not bail. You were like, hey, Oilers Nation is having a golf tournament. If you don't want to come, I'll bring one of my best friends, Mailer, because he really wants to come. So let me know if you want to be my partner. Like, okay. That's a clear hint that you don't want me to be there. You want to bring someone who's a good golfer. Because you want to win. I know you more than you think.
Wow, you are way better at analyzing things than you are at driving golf balls.
Oh, my goodness.
Hillary Clinton had some guy threatening online that he really wanted a locket of her hair and asked people to go and try to get one at a book signing.
Yeah, his name's Farm Bro. He's an ex-pharmaceutical dude. So we don't know what he was going to do with it, but it sounds creepy.
All right, I tried to look him up, and all I found was pictures of a guy with a bunch of sheep. F-A-R-M-B-R-O?
P-H.
Oh, that makes more sense. Anyway, the whole sending a hair locket to somebody else, is that what it's called, a locket or just a lock?
A lock of hair.
Yeah.
A locket of hair.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's just call it a chunk. Sending a chunk of your hair used to be a thing that happened, like, in the olden days a lot. And it would be like a way that a woman would tell a man that she was interested in him, and they could smell the locket of hair, the chunk of hair, and see if they could figure out whose it was, and then they'd know that the woman was ready to be courted. Cool, hey?
Interesting. Thank you, Ryder.
You're welcome. But it's a thing of the past now. Even this would have been about 20 years ago at least. Mm-hmm. A woman or girl at the time met my brother and had a big crush on him. They would have been probably 12 at the time. And so this was damn near 30 years ago, and sent a chunk of hair to him in the mail, and he was so creeped out about it, he just, like, didn't mail her back.
He just ghosted her?
Yeah, like old school ghost, though. The thing about the old school ghost is you never know if it's intentional. You're like, maybe the mail got lost.
Right, but you're waiting extra long for that response, too, whereas a text message ghost, it's like, okay, he hasn't written back in 20 minutes. He's not
right,
into it.
Exactly.
He's not into it.
Or you see that it's red. And then there's no response.
Sometimes you got to turn on those red receipts just to, like, feel a little evil. If you're a good person, sometimes it feels good.
She's probably still sitting around waiting. Like, I wonder if he got that yet. But you have a hair chunk story as well.
Okay, so if you know Paul Woida, he's a local artist here in Edmonton. He's amazing. Check him out on Instagram if you haven't.
He's incredible, yeah.
Paul Woida Music is his name. And he was in musical theater with me growing up. So I've known this guy since I was 9 years old. And everyone was in love with Paul Woida. He's the most charming, sweetest guy ever.
I am.
Yeah, he's such a babe. And he was back then when I was 10, 11 years old. And there was another girl in musical theater with us that also had a crush on him, obviously. And he would always like to touch both of our hair because he just loved thick blonde hair. He thought it was beautiful. Sounds creepy, but it wasn't. He would just be like, oh, this hair is so soft and so nice.
See, that is creepy.
It is, but...
If you didn't have a crush on him.
Right. Okay, right. That's true. And she chopped her hair off and she brought her hair, the ponytail of hair in a bag, to musical theater one night. And she's like, I'm going to give this to Paul. And I was like, no, you're not. Don't do it. It's weird. And I stopped her from giving the hair.
Nice. Wait a minute.
Well, that's weird. You can't just give your ponytail to someone.
So did you stop her because you're like, that's weird, and I want to save this girl the embarrassment? Or did you stop her because you're like, maybe this is going to work and I'll lose Paul and I have a bigger crush on him than this chick?
I will say that after she didn't give it to him, him and I were cast in a duet and we got to hold hands on stage. So worth it.
Oh, if you could only go back.
I know. So we're talking about, like Ryder said, crazy hair stories. And I love this text. If you're texting us, sign your name. One time years ago, I had a babysitter for 2 weeks and she told me that it was cool not to brush your hair. I was in elementary at the time. So I didn't brush my hair for 2 weeks. Yikes.
This text, 780107, my young cousin really wanted fake lashes, so she cut off some of her actual hair and tried to glue it to her eyelids.
No.
How old would that person be? You got to know that that's not a thing.
In 2017, it is a thing, though, to get those fake lashes, and they can look so cool. Like, I was at Hush Lashes with Fabutan just off White Ave there the other day with Jen, who works here at Hot 107.
Yeah.
And it is an art. I'm watching this woman putting these lashes on Jen's eyelashes, like they're extensions that you put on your actual lashes. It took 2 hours, but holy moly, did it ever look amazing.
Is that what is different about Jen?
Yes.
Okay.
And you get up in the morning and you're ready.
I gave her my phone number yesterday.
She's married.
To somebody else that works here.
That his desk is two desks down from her.
I had to look him in the eye while I was sliding her my number. Just to let him know what's up.
But no, it's cool how you can get that kind of stuff done now. Hair is just next level on your face.
Why haven't they figured out something to do with men's hair up top? Like, tattooing your head is the only option I have.
There's
at this
plugs.
Point. Yeah. Have you seen them, though?
We should get Hush Lashes. To start putting hair on bald men.
To put lashes all over the top
They're
of my head.
They're so precise.
Okay, I'm willing to try it.
Okay.
Maybe our next throwback throwdown bet can be something along the lines of
All right, Fabutan, if you're listening, let's make it happen.
780-450-3332, ridiculous hair stories. No matter what it is, it just has to involve hair. What do you got?
So I went to Cuba a few years back, and I have naturally curly hair, right? So I went there, and I got on the plane straight, had my hair super straight. It looked really great. And I kid you not, as soon as I got off that plane in Cuba, my hair, you could physically see it just poofing out. I seriously had someone videotaping it. It was expanding that fast.
Really?
It was brutal. I looked like a poodle.
Okay, we got this text in. Hey, Ryder, you want hair? Check out Hair for All. They have a toupee, and it's called a quiff? That seems like it's
it's
inappropriate.
It's called a queef.
Quiff.
Yeah, I want one of those on my head.
It's a British term for toupee. Check them out. They look way too real. They're just expensive.
This person's screwing with us. They just want me to walk into a hair place and be like, hey, ladies, where can I get a queef on my head? Hot 107, Ryder in the Morning with Lisa Evans. So it looks like the big old rink will be no more. Which a lot of people thought would be the case back when it was originally announced that Rogers Place was coming to town. But there's going to be a very big space there, and there's a lot of businesses in the area that could really use them the city putting something awesome in its spot.
Yeah, we need some traction over there. So we got some texts into 780107. Northland should be made into a massive ball pit rave ground.
Okay.
Is that still an industry that's going on here in Edmonton a lot?
I mean, the only businesses that would do really well is anywhere around there that sold water bottles, if that was the case. what else do we got rolling in here?
Ninja Warrior Course would be so sweet.
You know what I'd actually like to see there? And I think a lot of adults who try to play rec hockey in the city would agree.
Ooh.
Just a bunch of rinks like they originally pitched. I'm talking like a 12-rink, 15-rink facility.
It would be smart because then you wouldn't have those 11 p.m. games on weeknights like most guys do.
Like, I'm not playing hockey this year because last year nearly killed me. Like, 11:45 starts. You don't get home until 2:30. Like, get out of here. So if they had more rinks, there'd be the opportunity for better ice times for adults.
What about like an American food chain? Let's get some Chick-fil-A up in here.
Oh, what if they did like a American food chain extravaganza and had all the ones that we don't have here, you know?
What else is there?
Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there might be one coming. I don't know if that's true or not. In-N-Out Burger. I haven't seen one of those in Canada before.
But yeah, they need to figure out something because if they don't, what's going to happen?
Crickets. Do feel really bad for business owners in the area if they don't, or if it takes way too long to put something up there in its place.
Think about Pinkies, man.
Think about Pinkies. All right, it's time for Sing for a Ring. Our contestant today is Callie. What's going on, girl?
Not too much. How you doing?
Good. All right, so we're going to play you a bit of a song. We will cut it off, and you have to keep singing. And then if you get the lyrics fairly close to being right, you win, okay?
Awesome.
You ready to go? Because it's Throwback Thursday, we decided it only makes sense to do a throwback.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Here we go. Death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life to do or die.
What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? Way things is going, I don't know.
Yeah! Tell me why are we so blind to see
that the ones we hurt.
You didn't have to keep singing along, but we like that you did.
Yeah.
Awesome job, Callie.
Thank you.
You got the $50 gift card, and you were qualified for the $500.
To Amore Jewelers.
Awesome. Thank you.
We may as well play that song coming up next,
yes,
eh?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Get more Rider in the Morning, weekday mornings, 5:30-ish to 9.
Only on Hot 107.